Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, visit the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. Our topic for today is Healing Connection Network. Healing Connection Network is striving to help spread healing throughout the world through their work by giving healers around the world a free online presence and a way to share their work and their gifts with the world. Also, by giving healers a platform to be found and to be able to connect, co-create, and collaborate with other healers and practitioners from around the world. In conjunction with Create Global Healing, they will help facilitate, organize, and set up summits, workshops, and healing clinics around the world that can continue to be run after we leave to give communities access to both give and receive energy healing. And Marie Wiesman, one of the two founders and CEO of Healing Connection Network, tapping expert, hypnotherapist, and Reiki practitioner, as well as the social media manager for Create Global Healing, director of marketing for Bliss Spiritual Co-op, and founder of Follow Your Song, a website and blog created to bring inspiration, encouragement, and hope to survivors of all forms of abuse is here with us today. And Marie is a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, domestic violence, and narcissistic abuse, who specializes in abuse recovery and is an author, advocate, activist, and was a facilitator for Oprah's Believe series. Cheyenne is an international best-selling author, she's here with us today too, a master educator and personal and corporate trainer. She is most passionate about creating a world where our children can thrive in powerful and positive ways. She is a speaker, teacher, humanitarian, and first author and co-creator of the international best-selling book and film Discover the Gift, It's Why We're Here, published in 24 countries and 14 languages. The film is distributed by GAMTV, as well as co-founder and co-host of Healing Connection Network Radio. Help me welcome these two powerful women. Hello, and Marie, Cheyenne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Yes, we're so excited to have you here, too. So for those of our listeners who might have not heard about you until now, can you please tell us about yourself and your work? Maybe Anne-Marie would like to start.
Yes, I am a healer by trade, and I wanted to create a platform for other healers because I found that many healers out there were doing and sharing their incredible gifts, but no one had a way to sort of find out about them and the work that they're doing. So my husband and I decided to create a platform for them to be able to share listings, put in listings about their work that they're doing, to connect with other healers. And then I later ended up connecting with Cheyenne, and she mentioned the idea about adding to the platform a radio show as well to help people to be able to share their story and their message through radio. So that was how the two of us connected and are now doing the Healing Connection Network radio show together.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
Hello, thank you for having us. It's such a pleasure to be here. You know, being connected with Anne-Marie and coming together to do the Healing Connection Network radio has been just a beautiful gift across the board. As creator of Discover the Gift, I do many things, and one of them is support others to discover and activate their passions and their purpose. And So the radio show, we really feel, is a way that we can do that, that we can inspire others to heal themselves and their families, and Discover the Gift is really, it's a process. It's a book, it's a movie, it's a social movement, and it's a life coaching certification program. And so it's about discovering the gifts of your adversities and the gifts in every moment. And so part of connecting with the Healing Connection Network was through the fact that they were creating a platform for others to come and share their healing gifts. And for myself, as a healer and a counselor and an educator, that is one of the most important things I think we can do, is support individuals, families, and communities to heal, so that our children have a powerful place to live in.
Thank you. Anne-Marie, you're a certified hypnotherapist. In your experience, how is this therapy beneficial for people?
Well, I actually usually in most of my sessions, I end up combining all three modalities that I'm trained in. And I've actually come up with a technique on my own where I'll put the client into hypnosis and I'll activate Reiki while they're in hypnosis. But we usually begin the session with EFT tapping. And I feel that all three of these healing modalities work in conjunction with each other to not only heal on an unconscious level emotionally, but also on an energetic level, because we're working within the meridian system and the unconscious mind at the same time. So for myself, I know that those three modalities helped me recover personally from PTSD from years of trauma and abuse. And so when I saw the miracles happening within my own healing through those modalities, that was what prompted me to want to get trained and specialize in working with other survivors to help them to heal as well.
Cheyenne, you have a master's degree in education. In your experience, how has this helped you contribute to your community?
That's such a beautiful question. It's helped me contribute in so many ways. I quit high school actually when I was 15, and I had a lot of tragedy when I was younger as well, and, you know, themes of really how can we put our tragedy into something good. And I lost my mom to a car accident when I was 12, and so what happened was all of that emotional tragedy put me in a place where I couldn't access my education. I just didn't have it, and at that time they didn't have a lot of programs that supported kids who had had a lot of trauma that had happened in their life. And so ultimately I got my GED, which is the equivalent to a high school diploma, and went to college. And at college, what happened for me there was I really discovered that the more I was of service to others healing, the quicker I healed. And so that became my passion, was to help others heal through the educational process, because that's what wasn't there for me. And to me, that's what I needed. And funny, because I quit high school, but that which we resist persists. So, but I ended up getting two master's degrees, because to me, the combination of psychology and education really helped us look at best practices in our schools. And so I gave back by being of service to kids and to families and communities. And I've been a school counselor, I'm a licensed special educator, and I was a public school administrator. And so those were the things that really informed me when I was writing and creating Discover the Gift, around how we really have to take in emotional intelligence as well as everything else, and really look at the multiple ways in which we all have gifts to share, and which we are all talented and unique and special in very different ways. And if we can take the things that have driven us in positive ways and sometimes and in painful ways and bring them together, we really get to create a platform like the Healing Connection Network, like Anne-Marie did and her husband. And, you know, Anne-Marie and I connected because she came to me to say, hey, we're doing this thing, and I watched Discover the Gift, and what do you think? And she inspired me so much by what she was leaping into, that I leaped into that as well. And so education has inspired me to really understand best practices in healing.
Anne-Marie, how would you say the dynamics of your partnership with your husband has helped in giving life to this dream called Healing Connection Network?
Well, it was actually my husband's brainchild, because when we moved to the city that we're living in now, we were trying to find alternative healing and practitioners, and we were finding that the only way that we could really find them was through word of mouth. And so I had said to him, wouldn't it be nice if there was just one platform where you can go and search in your city anywhere in the world and be able to find healers like Reiki practitioners or psychic mediums or whatever resonates for you and whatever you find healing, to easily be able to find them within your community. And he said, well, I'll create it. And for us, on a more personal level, his mother is a Reiki master, and we both are trauma survivors. He had his brother died in his arms, and he was stuck in trauma and PTSD for many, many years. And alternative healing, EFT, hypnosis, and Reiki helped both of us recover from our trauma and bring us out and make it possible for us to be able to heal, so that that part of our story and our healing is what prompted wanting to have this available to others to be able to find their healing themselves.
For our listeners, how did this idea of working together for the betterment of your community came to life? There's a very beautiful story that you both told me before. Could you please share this with our listeners?
As Cheyenne and I both feel so passionate about this healing work and providing this platform to others because of our overcoming of our own individual trauma and working with others and seeing the healing that can come. So we just wanted to be able to provide this platform in a way. It's becoming more than that. It's becoming a community of healers that supports each other's growth and watching what's coming and all the wonderful responses we've received from this, and watching people come together and meet for the first time or share their gifts. We're also having people that are starting to talk about collaborating and doing healing retreats together. And these are things that can now be happening all over the world. And it's just such a blessing that Cheyenne and I and both of our husbands, who are huge supporters of this, we're all working as a team now to be able to bring this platform to life and be able to share it with the world.
Cheyenne, would you like to add anything to the story?
Absolutely. You know, I'm really touched by healers, by alternative education, alternative therapies, and a place for people to connect. And when we first created Discover the Gift, my husband, my brother, and I love that it's families healing together and creating platforms for others to support healing. This is just keeps showing up for me. And so, Anne-Marie, Discover the Gift is about, it's about discovering you. It's about reconditioning your mind and your emotions to really uncover the chatter in your head so that you can actively and for real and authentically be who you are and step into your highest self. And when Anne-Marie contacted me and asked if she could feature me on that, what happened was I just got really deeply inspired, and all I wanted to do was share and give. And from that, we just started this relationship. We've never met in person yet. And that's the beauty of collaboration. It's the beauty of healing work, of open hearts. And so what happened was we came together, and because her and her husband were inspired through their own work, their own healing, also through Discover the Gift, was how we connected. And it just continued to inspire me. You know, it's the concept of the more you give, the more you get. And that's of anything in life. And so I have a lot of people come to me for projects or this or that, and I often say, oh, thank you, no, thank you, and welcome them on their way and bless them. And Anne-Marie, just her depth of person and what her and her husband had begun to create was something I had dreamed of when we first did Discover the Gift, was to have a platform where people in need of healing and connecting with others and networking had an instant place to go do it. And all of a sudden there it was created. And I just wanted to continue to serve that and serve that process.
The following question is for both of you. What would you say is in Healing Connection Network, what would you say is the unique service that you will be able to provide to healers, which is not in the market right now?
I think one of the biggest things is I've seen some other platforms that are doing similar work, and we are going to be collaborating with them. I think the thing that is different about it is that it is an entire platform. It is a place that offers all of it for free, and it's a place where people can write, they can blog for us, they can contribute within our private group that we have on Facebook, and they can also be on the radio show. So it's giving people multiple places to be able to share their work and be found. And I think we're sort of breaking out of the box here, and ideas keep flooding in between Cheyenne and I and our husbands, and we're beginning to open up the network to possibly have other radio shows air on the network. We're opening up the Facebook page possibly to have other people within the network be able to share their lives and be able to have their work found in ways that maybe they weren't being seen and heard before. And the ideas keep coming, and we're just kind of going along and seeing as we get the downloads on what our next steps are. But it's been amazing to watch it all unfold and be able to create something that really hasn't existed before. And it's just, we're just so grateful for it. It's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. It's been really fun in this unexpected, delicious way. And I love that we're providing healing and educational platforms as well for healers to also be able to brand themselves and reach out to create their own businesses and to really reach the people that are in need.
Cheyenne, as a member of the Shift Network, you have been featured along with Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Desmond Tutu, Barbara McTobert, and Eckhart Tolle, to name a few. You have also been featured in the Huffington Post, ABC, NBC, CNN, among others. Could you please tell our listeners, how does these experiences contribute to being now a co-founder and co-host of Healing Connection Network Radio?
Great question. I believe these experiences contribute in many ways. One is that I've made many mistakes, so I know a lot of what not to do in my own experience. And I also know a lot of what works and a lot of what's missing in this field and in this world. And so I feel like we get to contribute another piece of the whole, another piece of the puzzle, to really create that grand global universal web where no one falls through the cracks, where no one is left behind in the ability to access education, personal growth, and healing. And I believe it brings all of that, the ability to speak, teach, support, consult, and share, and lift others. To me, that's really important, the lifting of others. And making sure that they're seen and heard as well, because the work is actually within our families and our communities, and that's how we create that web. It's that we do it for ourselves, our families, and communities, and that's the ripple effect. That's the stone in the still pond. It begins with us, and it continues out.
You've also written Discover the Gift, It's Why We Are Here, book, and it was taken to a film. It was taken to the big screen as a film. Can you please tell our listeners, how does this book contribute to our community and how it also contributes to this network you are creating?
Thank you. It contributes to the community because it's about you. It's about connecting to your authentic self and the work and your purpose, your passions and your potential. And so that's where it makes a difference. It's about creating healing in multiple levels in our families, our schools, our communities, and out in the digital world, in the network. And so bringing that out and contributing it to the network, I believe we're just expanding, being like sister companies that are soul sisters, you know, and coming together for the radio show. And we have many other plans that will be unfolding. And what's been amazing about it is that, you know, Discover the Gift was created by me, Cheyenne Joy Aziz, my brother, Damian Lichtenstein, and my husband, as well as a man named Dave Hagen, who is an incredible editor of the film. And it came to be really through a group of people coming together and sharing their gifts. And it's the story of one person's healing and one family's healing, not even one person's, but one family's healing. And watching how when you're willing to do that work, when you're willing to take the steps, to step through your fear, don't stand in the face of it, step through it, you know, and when you're willing to do the work, what happens is that the life that you actually have been dreaming of and the life that you love is there on the other side. And it takes Neil Donald Walsh and all the others who talk about it pushing beyond our comfort zone. And that's part of what Anne-Marie and I are doing together, is pushing beyond our comfort zone to support others to do the same, to really reach into their purpose, to their passions, their highest selves, so that they get to really heal within and heal families and communities. And that's what inspires me so much about bringing Discover the Gift and the Healing Connection Network as sisters together with our families, and then creating a platform for other healers, humanitarians, everyone who has a place in which they have a gift to share and a gift of healing. And sometimes our greatest adversities hold our grandest gifts. And I think that's a lot of what we're really looking at here, is our families have taken our adversities and saw what could be possible in them and created something for other people to do the same. And it's an honor.
And it's an honor to have both of you here with us today. So, Anne-Marie, could you please tell our listeners about your project, Follow Your Song? And do you believe this to be a step in creating Healing Connection Network?
Yes, absolutely. Follow Your Song was basically a personal blog that was born out of the desire to want to help other survivors to know, to bring inspiration, encouragement, and hope. Because when you're in the depths of your pain or your trauma or you're stuck in PTSD, it can be very difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I just wanted to have a place where they can come and know that you can recover, you can heal. And, you know, one of the main quotes that came out of it when I started was, when you heal your hurt, you heal your life. And I truly believe that when you allow yourself to work through all of the trauma, all of the pain, and you find the healing on the other end, everything heals within your life and within yourself. And so out of that, absolutely, I believe this bigger idea, because through all of that pain is where I found, where I discovered that I was a healer and where I discovered my own gifts and was able to share them. And now through Healing Connection Network, we hope that this platform provides a place for others to discover their gifts, discover their healing, and to share that with others as well.
If our listeners would like to contact you, where can they find you? Do you have a web page? Are you in social media?
Yes, they can visit us on the web at healingconnectionnetwork.com. And the radio page for the Healing Connection Network radio show is within that site. And on Facebook, we have the individual Healing Connection Network Facebook page, but we also have the Healing Connection Network radio page, where they can find out about upcoming guests that are going to be on the show, or contact us if they would like to become a member of the network or be on the show. So those are the places where they can find us. We're also on Twitter and Instagram as well.
So we're approaching the end of the show. Would both of you like to share any last words about your work with our listeners?
I would just like to share that we're hoping that individuals who are out there who are doing this healing work will come and join us on the network and become a part of this movement that we're creating to bring, you know, we need this right now so desperately within the world, to know that we're all connected, to share this healing, to bring hope. And that's part of why we created this, and we have, you know, our spot member spotlight and our inspiring people and inspiring organization spotlights, because we want to share and shine a light on people that are doing good work in the world and bringing more healing into the world and sharing their gifts with others.
Yes. And I love that. It is about sharing what really lights you up and your healing and your gifts. And, you know, and if you're wondering what your gifts are, what your passions are, where that's at, go ask your friends and your family members. You know, go out there and ask 5 or 8 people, you know, what do you think my gifts are? What do you see in me? Because sometimes others see in us that which we can't see in ourselves quite yet. And so be willing to have an open mind and an open heart and be receptive, and go ask the people you love, and even maybe someone who you might not like you so much, what do they see that your gifts are? And be willing to share back with them as well, possibly what you think theirs are, because I bet you they're going to ask too, because it's fascinating to hear other people's reflection of who you are and what they see in you. So I want to leave people with that, and to remember that it's you, right? You're the gift. That's why Healing Connection Network is here, to support you in your healing and seeing how important and special you are. Because when you see it in yourself, you see it in others. And that, to me, is how we begin to heal the world. You know, one person, one family, one community at a time.
Thank you very much for being with us today. Our listeners and I wish you the best on this adventure you're embarking together. May it reach as much souls around the world as possible.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.